I went to Beirut after researching its past, its government, its city-by-the-sea status. But going there, I realized there's a lot for which I was unprepared. I wasn't prepared for the armed checkpoints, which seemed scary at first, but I came to realize were Beirutis trying to protect their neighborhoods from the worst. They've seen the worst, many, many times. But probably what I was least prepared for was the people. Intelligent, thoughtful, and articulate in at least three languages.
It's one of the most complicated regions in the world, and this is perhaps something that people in Texas will understand. One of the keys of this crisis is oil.
Gregory Buchachian.
Oil is a key to understand all the wars of the Middle East.
Beirutis seem to dart back and forth between these thoughtful observations and a delightfully dark humor. Ari Amaya Ackermans told me the story of how a friend's relative from the Netherlands was visiting, and after a televised speech by a Hezbollah leader, supporters were out in his neighborhood firing gunshots in the air. The friend was terrified, but Ari didn't even notice.
You actually learn to live with things such as weapons and gunshots as if it was, you know, a rainbow.
A rainbow. I tried to wrap my mind around Beirut's many paradoxes, but Ari perhaps put it best. All right, what do people in Texas need to know about Lebanon?
Oof, my God. That's such a tough question. Okay, once you're in Lebanon, you actually realize that this works. In its very dysfunctional, ill way, but it works in spite of all the war and the conflict. It's actually a very dynamic society. It's a place where people can learn many lessons about, I would say, humanity and survival, because the existential issues for the Lebanese, are actually very real.
Those existential issues aren't theoretical. Beirutis have lived them, often and at great cost. The symposium at which I spoke had two interpreters at all times. As I spoke English, my words were interpreted into French and Arabic. When someone spoke in Arabic, it was interpreted into English and French. I watched as one young Lebanese reporter spoke rapidly in Arabic. Admission, to me it sounded like gibberish. Then I put on my headsets and found that she was making very complex points and in a very articulate way. We in the West may be too quick to judge the Middle East in ways that aren't fair and don't even serve us well. The intelligent people in Beirut, most of whom have known suffering we never will, deserve more consideration. Artist Hannibal Sarugi.
You mentioned hope. You still have it?
Of course. Otherwise, I won't continue. Who can live with no hope?
Annie Kurjian talks about turning her war experiences into something better.
I have the freedom to change it, to recycle it to something more beautiful. And that's what I'm doing with art.
Nadine Begdash.
Beirut is still Beirut.
Now, there is one place where all Lebanese somehow come together. It's called the Corniche. I have pictures of the Corniche at tpr.org. It's a really wide walkway that hugs where Beirut ends and the Mediterranean begins. Waves crash green mossed rocks, while towering palms and mosaic tiled benches dot the 3 miles of walkway. Beirutis of all types show up here, from conservatively dressed hijab-wearing ladies to fitness folks of both sexes, running and wearing very little. Young families with laughing children stroll this refuge, where they go to chill, to socialize, to grapple with their lives' mysteries. The Corniche is where the city's many cultural differences just don't matter. I can't imagine a better metaphor for the possibilities of this wonderful place. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.